Up next here on Downtown, it's our opportunity to check in with our food correspondent from Down East Magazine, from Dispatch Magazine, and from this segment, which is called Shut Up and Eat here on Downtown. It's Joe Riccio. Joe, welcome back into the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Just got back into the country as well, so just reacclimating to the convenience of everything.
Shut Up and Eat with Joe Riccio is presented by Nocturnum Draft House in Bangor and Finback Ale House in Bar Harbor. Nocturnum Draft House is located at 56 Main Street in Bangor and features a wide variety of craft beers and delicious wines. Find out more information by going to nocturnumdrafthouse.com. Finback Ale House, located at 30 Cottage Street in Bar Harbor, is a retro yet contemporary setting that delivers a cozy ambiance with friendly and personal service. Find out more by going to finbackalehousemaine.com. So since we talked last, you were actually in Italy. Now you've made it back. What was the end of the trip like, just in general terms for you?
The end of the trip, I went to Rome. So I kind of went from Florence to the country, like, you know, wine country of Chianti, to Rome. So I had an interesting transition there. When I talked to you last, actually, I was just completely unprepared and just wandering around the streets of Florence like an insane person screaming into the phone. So, I kind of hung up, and I was like, I don't even know what just happened there.
So have some of the day trips been interesting to you? I mean, you said wine country. Have you been going to see, you know, things that tourists go and see, or are you going on a very specific mission?
No, I'm on a very specific mission. For the wine country part and everything, I actually rented a car, so I was able to get around, and you get a better feel for it, of course, driving around on your own. But, you know, generally went to small places. I was visiting a lot of, like, luxury villas while I was out there. And, just getting a lay of the land and driving really, really fast wherever I went until I got to Rome, where I dropped the car off as soon as humanly possible.
Well, let's talk about that, because I saw on your social media that you had a bit of a run-in with a cabbie in Rome. Is that true?
Yeah. So I finally find this garage right to drop my car off. And then, like, to say that it's narrow going up is, like, the biggest understatement in the world. Like, it took me so long. I totally declined the insurance on the car, and the whole time I'm just like, of course, in the last 2 seconds, I would destroy this car. But I finally got the car dropped off, and I'm down. I just need a cab to my hotel. And this guy, you know, whatever, I give him the address. And we get there, and I've got, it's going to be like 28 euro. And I've got, you know, 8 euro in coins and a 20. I mean, whatever, I have a 20 out. So we go up to, he pulls up, and I go to pay him. So I hand him the 20, and I look down to count my euros out. And then I look back up, and I hand him the euros, and he's holding a 5. And he's like, that's not enough. And I was like, I just gave you a 20. He's like, no, you just gave me this 5. And I was like, okay. Not really thinking. I just gave him another 20. And then I'm getting out of the cab. He's getting my bags and stuff. And I'm like, that's crazy. So I look around and I see there's a $20 bill like on the front, like on the floor on the front of the driver's seat. And I'm like, I'm like, that's my money. And he's like, no, it's not. And like, we started getting into a yelling match. And then I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do here. I mean, I'm going to hit the guy. I'm like, I think I've just let this one go because, you know, I'm starting to get in a loud altercation in a city where I have, you know, no idea what's going on. So I figured that was a live and learn situation and just let it go. But yeah, it was frustrating because, like, the first thing, you know, you're tired and you immediately get ripped off.
So you jumped from a week ago when we talked to you to yelling into your phone in front of, you know, Italian people to actually yelling at the Italian people themselves.
Yeah, you know, it's a logical transition. I was like, I'm done just yelling. I need somebody to yell at. So I was glad this man gave me a reason, you know?
All right, let's keep this negativity going. Selfie sticks,
yeah.
Pro or con?
Selfies. Every time I see one, I just want to grab it away from somebody and just beat them mercilessly with it, you know? I just don't understand people. And and you see them, and they're having so much fun with their selfie stick, you know? Like, they're smiling, and they're excited, and they're holding it out, and they think it's the greatest thing, and it just makes my blood just boil, and I don't know. And then all the street vendors, you know, trying to push them on people now. So, like, everybody's walking around, and I'm just like, when did civilization become this? You know, you're hanging out in front of, like, you know, St. Peter's Basilica and, like, the Colosseum and, like, you know, monuments to amazing civilization that's surrounded by just people with selfie sticks. And I'm like, did they ever know that someday this would be what was going on?
That the Colosseum would turn into Funtown?
Well, they can't. I mean, I wish they could still feed people the lions, but they can't anymore because now with the selfie sticks, it would be more of a reason to feed most people to the lions. But
so now that you're back stateside, Joe, tell me, is there something that you eat when you're in town, when you're home in the Portland area, that when you were overseas, you genuinely missed?
Well, you know, it's actually just the variety in general. I mean, that's the one thing I think a lot of times I take for granted living in the United States is how much access you have to so many different kinds of food, you know, whether it's Vietnamese or whatever. But and also Italian people, I mean, 90% of them really, all they eat is Italian food. And even when they travel abroad, they eat Italian food so they can complain about how bad that Italian food is. So, you know, you don't have a whole lot of options. Now, granted, Italian food's delicious, so I wasn't really tired of it yet. But, you know, every now and then you want sushi, you want a bowl of pho, and they have those restaurants there, but I just didn't trust them. And I just couldn't justify going to them.
We're talking with Joe Riccio here on Downtown on Shut Up and Eat. Joe, is there one meal that you had while you were there that is the, you know, the crouton on top of the salad, the highlight?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it was this. I was in this little medieval town called Orvieto, just like narrow streets. It's like in the hill, built into the hill. It's so old. And I had chatted up a lady there, like when I was trying to find an ATM, and she turned me on to this little hole in the wall place where I got the most amazing bowl of carbonara I've ever had in my life. Just like perfection, the best spaghetti carbonara, and like bruschetta with like lardo on top. It was like randomly this just insane meal in this place in the middle of just what felt like, you know, felt like I was back in time, basically. That was pretty amazing. But I mean, honestly, I had so many good things to eat there that it's hard to really narrow it down. I tried to cover all of the bases, try like, you know, a great example of each of the foods, whether it was the tripe, the, you know, the steca, the, you know, carbonara, things like that. So I think I did a good job with the variety, but that meal in Orvieto was probably the one.
We got one more.
And that was a lunch, and that just decimated me for the rest of the day.
Well, we've got one more for you before we go, Joe. You put up a quote on your Facebook a couple of days left in the trip that said, and I'm quoting here, "A man sees the world what he sees in the world what he carries in his heart." What did you see on that trip to Italy?
I saw just a place that so much history. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. just. Visualizing, you know, when you talk about, you know, Eddie Izzard has that bit about, you know, like, I'm from Europe, that's where all the history comes from. It's just amazing when you're on a road and you're in a place and you're like, you know, somebody was here 2,000 years ago, you know, doing something. Like, all these things are built and they're still standing. Just the scope of that is absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, of course, and also the natural beauty. And that quote basically just means, you know, you sort of how you see the world is a reflection of yourself. You know, if you're a negative person, you're going to see the world like that. And, you know, if, in Italy, if that doesn't change you and make you a happier person, then I don't, you know, I think you're hopeless. So,
Shut Up and Eat, brought to you by Nocturnum Drafthouse and the Finback Ale House in Bar Harbor. Joe, thanks once again for checking in with us, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Absolutely. See you then.